Welcome to the BBB National Programs Podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope to meet and shape your needs as a consumer in the marketplace.
Hello, and welcome to The Bistro Podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Espinola. In this day and age, everyone uses the internet. Children, teens, parents, and grandparents. We use the internet to learn, to connect, to shop online, to pay bills online, and conduct business of virtually every kind. The more technology advances, the more readily available online interactions become. All of this is wonderful, especially as it's bringing generations together, except when it's not. And here I'm talking about online dangers, security threats, breaches, and all of the possibilities of privacy concerns that come with the digital world. We are constantly teetering between taking advantage of all that digital technology has to offer, while simultaneously working to protect our families and our online information. Today, we'll dive into this relationship between families and technology use and discuss the benefits and challenges technology brings to every member of the family, as well as ways to keep us all safer, smarter, and savvier online. Our guest is Emily Mulder, Program Director with the Family Online Safety Institute. Emily, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, first, to start off, tell us more about the Family Online Safety Institute. Tell us your mission, the values, and exactly what you do to enlighten the public and educate the industry on best practices.
Sure. So FOSI is an international nonprofit based here in D.C., and we focus on an enlightened approach to tech public policy, helping inform industry about best practices they develop their programs and services. And then we have a consumer-facing arm called Good Digital Parenting. And through all these avenues, we convene experts to hold events, we do research, and we create programs that explore all of the potential risks and rewards of living life in a digital world.
Got it. How long have you been with FOSI?
I've been with FOSI for about 10 years now.
Wow. Okay. So have you seen a lot of change through the years in especially digital parenting and what's going on in the digital world?
Yeah, definitely. We see a lot of demand in digital parenting just for, you know, parents trying to keep up. It's really hard to keep in front of the next new app and, you know, to keep track of what kids are doing online, because the more time that passes, the more savvy the kids and parents both are. But, you know, the kids always sort of edge out ahead a little bit.
Absolutely.
So we've, spent a lot of time developing resources to just help parents stay confident and, you know, keep talking with their kids and just keep that relationship in families with technology really healthy and really open.
Sure. And of course, today we're going to dive into the other dynamic, which is seniors online and the whole gamut of sort of all the generations on the internet. Recently, FOSI hosted a briefing on Capitol Hill featuring some key trends and statistics from your survey, Online Safety Across Generations. Emily, can you give us an overview of the survey? Who were the participants and what was being surveyed?
Sure. So the study explored intergenerational technology use. So that's all the ways that parents and seniors are thinking about the benefits and the challenges of being connected and what that brings to their families. So both parents and seniors shared some of the steps that they take to protect themselves online. We learned a lot about communication. 57% of parents actually said that they felt that technology and the internet made communication easier in their families.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that.
Yeah. 53% felt that the internet made their job as a parent easier, which of course depends on the age of the child. As they get a little older, it's maybe a little more difficult to manage. You have to keep that communication a little more open. But
absolutely.
Overall, you know, when it comes to homework and things like that, it's definitely helpful for parents to have the internet as a tool. And then the particular focus on seniors gave us the opportunity to just learn more about what that generation is doing and how they're handling technology. We tend to focus a lot on kids and teens when we talk about tech, but 80% of seniors consider themselves connected, which means they're going online upwards of 18 to 20 hours a week. And when it comes to seniors, they really trust their families more than anyone else. So it was just interesting to see how technology is impacting those family dynamics.
Yeah, fascinating. I thought what was really interesting in the survey was that it provided a really complete picture of the challenges that adults face while parenting both their children and at the same time assisting sort of their parents or the, you know, elderly or the senior generation. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about those challenges.
Yeah. So it shed a lot of light on this generation that we're calling the sandwich generation, which is basically modern parents.
I haven't heard that before, the sandwich generation.
It's I don't know if it's widely used, but it's what we've started calling it based on this study. But yeah, it's this generation of modern parents who are not only raising their kids to be responsible digital citizens and understand that their online life is also their real life, which is a distinction that, you know, younger kids have less and less as they grow up with everything online. And then at the same time, they are helping their elderly parents with everything that they're doing online. So 94% of parents said that their senior parents have asked them for help, whether that's troubleshooting their technology or learning how to use security features. And then the parents, in turn, are dispatching their kids to help grandma and grandpa with their online baking or Skype or anything else. So there's this interesting circular element to it where these parents are in the middle layer.
Yeah, very interesting. And I can say I have three children and I remember my little ones kind of showing grandpa how you FaceTime.
Yeah,
let's
for
do
sure.
this. So for sure, you've got the parents educating the kids and then the kids educating the grandparents. So,
yeah. And the kids educating their own parents as well.
That's true. And then on top of it, we're all just trying to be safe.
Exactly.
Right? So FOSI took a good look at how seniors feel about going online, what they're doing online, again, how they rely on their adult children and their grandchildren in order to address some technology issues. What were some of the key statistics you found here?
So some of the key things were just that the top fears that seniors told us about were usually security related. So over half were concerned the most about identity theft, having their financial accounts hacked, and then scams or being tricked into giving up some kind of personal information. So 63% of them said that identity theft in particular is a major part of the reason that they don't do more online than they do currently. So even though 9 in 10 of them said that they took at least one step to protect themselves, they just maybe didn't feel 100% confident that they were doing everything they could do to stay safe online.
Sure.
So the flip side of that, though, when they weren't being asked about concerns, is that 2 in 3 did feel that technology overall enhances their lives. So it sort of depends on if you're looking at a micro view of what they're concerned about or how they're feeling about the overall impact that technology has. That tends to be more positive.
Got it. Okay. It was also noted that the survey was able to provide the industry with the ability to kind of create products and programs to alleviate concerns and discussed what was needed. Can you elaborate a little bit more on this?
Sure. So as a member-based organization that's made up mostly of industry members, we're always happy to, just help provide an evidence base that helps inform companies when it comes to how they're developing products and programs. So FOSI sits on a number of safety advisory boards. Industry takes a really strong interest in these issues. You know, it helps them out to understand the challenges that users are facing, and we're always happy to be part of that. This study was actually supported by Comcast and their Internet Essentials program, which works really hard to connect low-income families across the country. So it's definitely a partnership with industry and something we really appreciate their participation in. And then overall, research like this informs everyone. So other charities, policymakers, the education space, everybody really benefits from having these statistics. So.
Sure. And again, this last survey was briefed on Capitol Hill. How often do you do that with some of the surveys that you do?
We usually do about one original study per year. That's been the average. We sometimes partner with other organizations to put out other, white papers or policy papers. We do Capitol Hill briefings about once every quarter on just a topic that we think will be timely and relevant for that audience.
Sure, of course. And then, of course, it's sort of enlightening the whole public. But then also, do industry leaders come to you for advice based on your surveys? Or they look at your studies to decide some of the products and programs that they can create to alleviate some of the issues?
Yeah, I think anything that contributes to the evidence base that they draw from is helpful. By researching the feedback from people that are actually using the services, I think that just helps to inform everyone as to how they can make them safer or more accessible or really answer the need that parents or seniors have.
Got it. That makes sense. Finally, Emily, overall, how are digital families proactively protecting themselves? And in what areas do you think that they can do better to ensure their online safety?
We've seen a really good uptick in parents and caretakers feeling more confident and aware of what their children are doing, which is great. From this study, over half of parents rated themselves as highly confident when it came to being able to manage what their kids are doing online. that depends on a lot of factors, of course. Sure. You know, the age of the kids, again, and what they're doing online. But 91% said that they have household rules in place, which is something that we encourage just so everybody's on the same page and knows the expectations. And then 53% of seniors said that they were having discussions about online safety with grandkids or younger family members, which is so important. I mean, we stress a lot about communication and talking about what you're doing online so that there's not, you know, this secrecy or, you know, people not understanding. The best way to handle tech at home is just to bond over it. So we were really happy to see that uptick in just a general openness and awareness of what everyone is doing.
Yeah.
And then through our Good Digital Parenting program, we provide a lot of resources that we encourage people to use that are specifically for helping families stay safe. So we have an agreement that can be customized. You can find a lot of resources online, and it is Internet Safety Month, so we
do encourage... which is why we have you here. We're so happy to have you here. Tell us about this family safety agreement, so you can kind of just customize it to your family and everyone kind of signs it. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, we have some recommendations set out for you, but then there's space to customize based on your family, whether that's, you know, where in the house your child should be using their tablet, what hours of the day, you know, if they're allowed to use it before or after homework, things like that, based, you know, family per family, it's going to be a little different and, you know, different for your individual child. So we leave some room for whatever's best for you.
Yeah. Well, those resources are great because some parents just don't know where to start, or once they've started, they don't know where to go with helping to keep their family safe. And it sounds like these resources really provide a great guide and even, you know, agreements and things that can really help them have those conversations, those important conversations to keep everyone safe. The young kids, the teens, themselves, of course, and even their own parents. Emily, where can our listeners learn more about the information you shared here today?
On our website, the best place to go is fosse.org/parenting. That's also the site for our experts blog, where you can also log on and read a lot of really great advice from authors and academics and people from industry and a wide range of people across the online safety space.
Okay, excellent. Well, I hope if you're listening that you go and check out these resources. We really appreciate you being here to discuss the benefits and challenges of intergenerational technology. And of course, your recent briefing on the Hill. Emily, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thank you again for joining us today, and we want to thank our listeners. We hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm Elena Spinola, host of the Bistro Podcast. Until next time, it has been my pleasure discussing better business and online safety across generations with you.
You just enjoyed the Bistro Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blubrry.com. Follow us on Twitter at @BBB_NTLprograms. Send your comments and ideas to podcast@bbbnp.org. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guest, not those of the BBB National Programs or its affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.